Welcome, welcome to Thoughts and Rants and Jogging Pants. Happy to have you here. Always so happy to have you here, if you're even here. Oh, it's so weird speaking into a microphone, not knowing if anybody's here or not. I hope you're here with me. I hope you're listening, and I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. I don't know. I'm still doing this, man. I'm still trying it. This is still early days for me. It's funny, this is the fifth episode that I'm recording. I don't know what order I will release them in. So I'm trying to do a bunch of them before I launch any of them, right? So you may be hearing this quite a bit after I've already launched it. But as of right now, at the time I'm recording this, I have not launched it yet. So I still have no idea how this is going to go. I'm still in a fort. If you heard earlier episodes, I probably talked about a fort. It's ill-constructed. It's terrible. This fort fucking sucks. It's closing in on me, but I don't know what else to do. And the funny thing is, I'm doing it for sound quality purposes. I wouldn't it be funny if like this made like zero difference. I'm just sitting here like an idiot for like no reason, but I don't know this yet. I haven't tried to, haven't put all the finishing touches on these episodes yet, so I'll find out someday in the future. I'll get my shit together. I promise I will. But anyway, Thoughts and Rants and Jogging Pants, early days. Let's see how it goes. I'm re-recording this episode. Hilariously, the last time I recorded it, I remember checking the levels sort of. I can see the levels while I'm talking into the microphone. And I was recording and I don't know, if something didn't look right, like they weren't loud enough or something like this. And then, I don't know, I tried talking louder and I thought, well, maybe I'm not close enough to the microphone and all this kind of shit. So I recorded this episode, which up to this point is my favorite one. And of course, I think the microphone was like not all the way plugged in, but it was like plugged in enough that it was recording. But I think maybe like there was, I needed like one extra little click to get that last little bit of microphone in. And so it wasn't recording properly. So when I listened to this episode, I loved how it went, but the sound quality is terrible and I can't use it. So I got to like redo it. And that's tough for me because so much of this is like, not like in the moment, not like, it's not like these thoughts are occurring to me as I'm speaking into the mic necessarily. I have some idea of what I'm going to say, but I'm not writing it down. So I am kind of ad-libbing and like, you know, from performance to performance, you know what I mean? Like something that you're passionate about and keyed up about, like maybe you can deliver a great performance one day and then maybe you talk about it again the next day. And it's like, it's hard to get excited about it the next day because you gave it, you know, you gave everything you had the previous day and now here it is the next day. And I'm just like, okay, anywho, here we go. Wanted to just talk about a couple of things. Something I experienced when I was in the grocery store. And I experience it every time I'm in the grocery store, to be honest, when I go to this particular one. I walk past it a lot. There's this item that I've always wanted to purchase, but I never purchased it. And I want to purchase it for the most ridiculous of reasons. And I think that maybe I feel like I can't justify it. That's why I come home. It's never on sale, first of all. And it seems to be more expensive than the competitor brands, but I need this in my life somehow. And it's, maybe you could tell me if you've had it. They're called Kodiak Power Cakes. Okay. A pancake mix. And I see this box. This box is like, it's got this bear on it, okay, like this angry bear, and it's like growling at you. I just look at it, it's like Power Cakes, and it's just like, it's the most manly fucking product I have ever laid eyes on in my life, and I feel like I need it somehow. I need like my manhood depends on it. Like I gotta buy this for myself, you know what I'm saying? And I hope this doesn't sound like toxic masculinity, but I feel like, man, if I could just have that Kodiak Power Cakes, like man, somehow just like it'd be an injection of like confidence into my life, man. Like, you know, I just envision myself grabbing that Kodiak Power Cake mix, you know, and just putting it in my cart and just striding, you know, like just confidently striding down the aisle towards the cash, right? And just, man, just take it out, just plop it on the cash register. Not on the cash register, what the fuck's that called? On the belt, you know, just plop it down. And like with it, just look that person in the eye like, yeah, I'm buying these Kodiak Power Cakes, you know. And I don't know, man. I don't know if that's, as I'm saying it out loud, it sounds crazy. It sounds stupid, you know, but I feel this way every time I walk past this box. The crazy thing is I don't even make pancakes. My wife makes them sometimes, like, but I'm never the one that makes pancakes in the family. So, I don't know. They have to go on sale or something. I don't know how I'm going to justify a spend. They're like $3 more than like the competition, you know? And, but someday I'm going to buy them and I'm going to walk home and I'm going to plop them on the counter and I'm going to, you know, are you going to see a new man? I think, I think it's just like new year, new me, Kodiak Power Cakes. And I'm just going to like, I'm going to take it to the next level somehow. That's just how I feel. I don't know. Is that ridiculous? I don't know, man. Listen, I've criticized people for having tattoos for the same reason. Probably that's probably why they get them. I don't know, right? But I want the power cakes. It's temporary. You know what I mean? So anyway, I don't know. That's just a little thing. I'll let you know. You let me know too. If you, there must be comment sections in this. I don't know how this works because I haven't launched this, but if there's a comment section and you find yourself in a position to leave comments and you've tried it, let me know. And, I really want to know how these taste, but I want to know how you felt when you purchased it. I think that's like the big thing. Okay. Now moving on to the next thing. So I saw this, you know, I saw this thing on social media. It was just like a conversation and on Twitter, I think. And I don't know what the context was. And of course, like I didn't go and do my research. And this is my second time recording this. I still haven't gone back and done the research. I just don't think it's worth researching. But it was just this thing that kind of triggered me and it stuck with me. I was like, this person was complaining to William Shatner of all people. And why him? I have no idea. I can only guess that he had asked a question of some sort and some of his followers were responding to him. Like, that's the only thing that makes sense here. And I don't know what the question was, but this person was talking about how they had purchased a television set for, I don't know, like $400 or something like this, $300, and found out that like this is 3 weeks before Black Friday, found out that on Black Friday, they could have purchased the same television for like, I don't know, $100 cheaper. And they were like upset about that somehow. And then William Shatner said something about, well, maybe contact the store. Sometimes they do price adjustments or something like that. I'm like, oh, former retail manager, you know, I am. And so this kind of triggered me because I remember back in the day having to do price adjustments for people. And I just think it's the dumbest thing that stores do. Like, I have no idea or understanding of why this kind of a thing would even exist, right? So let's take the example, first of all. This guy buys the TV 3 weeks before Black Friday. Number one, why would you buy a TV 3 weeks before Black Friday? You know things go on sale on Black Friday, right? So plan ahead. Especially something big like a television. Number two, what makes you think, as somebody that did not go out on Black Friday, did not brave the madness that would be an electronics retailer, You did not brave the madness of Black Friday. What makes you think you deserve that Black Friday price? That Black Friday price is reserved for only the maniacs that are willing to go out and brave those conditions. Now, online purchases aside, but like there's a whole thing, you know, they're trying to get rid of the last of their inventory when they have these big sales. That's what this is. They got the last of their inventory and they want to get rid of that at the end. And if you should happen to be there at the time when the sale is happening, you get the sale price. But what makes you think that you deserve the sale price if you're not willing to go out there on the day that the sale's happening, right? So I don't know. And then what company in their right mind would reward you for that? It's like, you know what? You bought it at the price it was that day. That was a good enough price for you that day to make the purchase. So shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Take it home and that's it. That's it for you. How do you have you think that they owe you something? They don't owe you anything. The contract was signed, man. You signed the contract for the amount that was on the contract. Yeah, it was different later, but so what? That's the way it goes, man. You make the purchase for the price that you make the purchase. And then too bad. Tough shit. In real estate, you know, the prices, they go up, they go down and stuff like that, right? If you buy a house when the market is like crazy hot, then you're going to pay a lot of money for it. But that's the price you pay for buying when the market is hot, okay? And then if you try and sell that house when the market is cold, you can't be all crying and stuff like that. Oh, the market's cold, you know? Like, but yeah, the market's cold. It's sad, you know, it's unfortunate for you. But that's the way it goes. And a real estate agent isn't going to give you a price adjustment. That's just how you play the game. So I don't understand why the retailers do that. And the third thing, how do you even know what the price is 3 weeks later? Why are you shopping for something that you've already purchased? That's the part to me that's madness. Why would you shop for something that you've already purchased? You know what I mean? Like you bought it already. You should be, it's a TV. Why aren't you watching that TV? You should watch that TV. Instead of going looking for what, how much does the TV cost now? How much does the TV cost now? It's not the stock market. You don't follow the pricing once you've already purchased it. It's a TV. It's yours. That's the TV. You're going to watch TV on it, man. How much it costs now doesn't matter, right? Everything is going to eventually be cheaper, like at the end, but you have to suffer through not having the TV until the end if you want that price. That's how that works. You don't get to have the TV for weeks and weeks, months and months, and then get the price at the end anyway. The people that waited until the end get the good price. You know what I mean? The people that bought the TV early, they don't get the good price, but they get the TV for more time. You know what I mean? They get the TV for an extra month or two, right? If it's 3 weeks before Black Friday when you bought that TV, you had the TV for an extra 3 weeks than the people that went and bought it on Black Friday. The people that went out and suffered and had to negotiate and elbow people out of the way, right? If I was to have a store or open a store today, I'm telling you, as bad as this might be for business, I would have a big sign on the front. You know what? You pay what you pay, right? You pay what the price is and tough shit later on. I would have a tough shit policy in retail if I could, if I was going to open a store. And I'd let everybody know, man, I'd have it written on the receipt. Tough shit. You want to bring it back? Cool. Still in the wrapper, still in the original condition and all that kind of stuff. If I can still sell it and it's, you know, within a certain amount of time, then maybe you can bring it back. But any other circumstances, no way. Figure it out, man. People are not, this generation of people, they're not having to suffer the consequences for their actions. And this is why the world is fucked up. I just threw that in. That might be bullshit. I don't know. I don't know if that's why the world is fucked up. The world's fucked up anyway. It always will be. The last thing I want to talk about, this is a small thing. Okay. I want to talk about Facebook for a second. As I'm talking about it, I want you to understand that I'm not so into Facebook. I was at one time. We all were, I think, when it first launched. You know, I could tell you about the days when it first launched and, man, how exciting it was to reconnect with old friends and stuff like that. Anybody under 35 wouldn't understand that. But if you're old enough, there's a chance that you knew some people when you were young or a kid or something like that, and you unintentionally maybe lost contact with those people. And then Facebook launched, I think around 2006 or something, and you came into contact with these people again after not having seen them for 10, 15, 20 years or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And that was magical. Okay. So I want to give, before I tear it apart, I want to give Facebook its due. Like, that was meaningful. I reconnected with some people at that time, and I think I'm still friends with some of them, and it was meaningful, right? So it had its day. Is it quite like an abandoned amusement park just now? I don't know. That might be overstating it a bit, but it's not what it once was, let's be honest. And I think it just got to be too many people just sharing their political opinions. Like, that's, I'm sure a different thing turns everybody off of it. But for me, that's what it was. Those are the holdouts to me, is the people that, like, ugh, I don't give a shit about your political opinion. You know what I mean? I don't. Yeah, show me a picture of your family. I love it. I like it. I put the thumbs up. You know what I mean? Maybe even the heart. But I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't like politics. I don't want to talk about it. I'm not even going to get into it. But that's kind of what a big turnoff for me was. But the one thing I do still like about Facebook is that it reminds me when everybody's birthday is. And I love that because I'm terrible at keeping track of birthdays. And so that's kind of like the only thing, for the most part, that I go onto Facebook for. I like to just tap that little icon on my phone, and it might tell me that it's somebody's birthday. And you know what? If you're a Facebook friend of mine and it's your birthday and I happen to tap on that icon that day, I'm going to wish you a happy birthday. I treat you all the same, man. You all get the happy birthday from me if I remember, if I happen to log in that day, right? And it's a nice thing. It's a nice thing, I think, to say happy birthday to someone. Whatever. You all know that you've got some Facebook friends that you're super tight with, and you've got some Facebook friends that you barely know. You hung out like for a couple of weeks, you know, 15 years ago, and you're still Facebook friends, right? Okay. And if it's your birthday, I'm going to wish you a happy birthday. Now, with all of the AI, with all of the intelligence, with all of the Google and all these companies like knowing everything about me. You know, when I'm dreaming about Vegas, I look on the computer and somehow there's an ad for a hotel and a flight deal. Okay. They know I'm thinking about Vegas, right? If I fart, there's an ad for Pepto-Bismol. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they know everything about us. They know everything about me. It's scary. It's like extremely scary. I try not to think about it. I just kind of accept it. And it's like, you know what? Yeah, the odd time an ad pops up that you are kind of into, it's like, if you can get past being scared of that, it's kind of handy. You know what I mean? It just kind of is. But it's also freaking weird and scary. But with all of the autocorrect, all of the whatever, you can't even like type anything in without it autocorrecting and all this kind of stuff. This is the generation for that. Tell me this. I wish people a happy birthday just about every day. And when I type in HAP, I get three options. Happiness happened, and an emoji with a happy face. All I want is the word happy. I'm wishing somebody a happy birthday. Why can't you give me the word happy? You know everything about me. You're listening to my conversations on the phone, AI, right? You're doing all this kind of stuff. How the fuck do you not know that every single day I'm wishing somebody a happy birthday? How do you not know to put the happy there? When I should just be able to put H, and you should know. But once I put HAP, how do you not know that I'm wishing somebody a happy birthday? I do it every day for 15 years. How do you not know that? How, even three options. You had three opportunities to get it right, and you fucked it up all three times. Happiness happened. Nobody starts a sentence with happened and a fucking happy face. How about happy? How about happy so I can just wish somebody a happy birthday? How about you auto prompt? Why don't you make my life easier? Supposed to be making my life easier with all this, right? But somehow you're not when it fucking matters. Get it together, Facebook. Driving me fucking crazy. Every single day. Every single day it reminds me. Come on, Facebook. Come on, internet. Come on, computer. Come on, AI. Come on, all these things. You're so freakishly accurate in predicting my wants and needs. You know, I scroll. It's funny. I scroll. If I do scroll through Facebook on my phone, I almost never see anything from my friends. I see sports stuff. I see music stuff. And like actresses in bikinis. But I never told Facebook I liked that. Facebook just knows that those are the things that I would like to look at. How does Facebook know that? Yet, when I've told you, basically told you every single day I wish somebody a happy birthday, how come you can't figure that out? You figured all this other shit out. How come you can't figure that out? Why are you trying to drive me crazy, Facebook? I don't like it, man. I don't like it. This has been Thoughts and Rants and Jogging Pants. Have a wonderful morning, day, afternoon, evening.